I am thine, O Lord, I have heard my voice and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer on to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
let's go to our Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time, thanking you for the approach your mighty throne of grace. We thank you, dear Father, for your love for us and sending your Son on this earth as an atonement for our sins so that we can have the hope of everlasting life. We thank you, dear Father, for this beautiful day you have blessed us with. And as we gather here to worship you, I pray that we will all worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, dear Father, for all of the blessings that you have bestowed on us in the past. We thank you for your blessings that we're receiving now at this present time. And we thank you also for your future blessings. We ask, dear Father, at this time that you will bless us at this congregation to continue to be able to preach and teach your word and the gospel through the radio, through the ministry here and the teaching here. Be with those who are involved, the ministers, teachers, dear Father, the servants, those who serve, and without their service, dear Father, we would not be able to do this work. We thank you for all of those who support us as well and pray that you will bless individuals and congregations that support our work here at Main Street. As we reach out to those who are homeless, dear Father, we pray that you will be with those who are homeless. Help them, dear Father, to get themselves in a place where they can have a place to live, a job, to be able to support themselves. We pray for those, dear Father, who are sick and on their sick beds, that you will touch them and deliver them and bring them back to their normal state of health. We pray for those who are mentally ill as well, dear Father, that you will be with them. And as true Christianity and true religion, we pray, dear Father, for those who are without spouses, the widows and widowers, dear Father, we pray for them that we will visit them and comfort them. The orphans, dear Father, that are in the system, please be with them and put a hedge of protection over them. Those who are incarcerated in our jails and prisons, dear Father, we pray that you will be with them. Our military troops as well, dear Father, especially those in the household of faith, be with them and protect them. We thank you, dear Father, for this nation, and we pray, dear Father, that good, godly, God-fearing leaders will rise up to the surface to take the role of leadership so that we can be a country truly that is under God we trust. And we pray, dear Father, as we, each and every one of us, steps out to this dark and dismal world, that we will remember our place as your children, as ambassadors, dear Father, and that we will let our light shine, that so people will be drawn to us and ask what they must do to be saved, and that you will give us a ready recollection of those things which we have studied so that we can help to show others the truth, dear Father. Thank you for all your blessings and forgive us for all of our sins and shortcomings, and be with us throughout the remainder of our worship here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the rose, and the voice I hear calling on my
John 6:44, 43.